Come, Holy Spirit, come by the most powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. I think it's fairly safe to assume that the apostles were not expecting Jesus to ascend into heaven. If you would have asked them, you know, what's the plan after the resurrection? I don't think Jesus leaving would have been part of what they, in their human perspective, thought was going to happen. And so we see this kind of reflected in this question that they ask, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? It was a fairly common expectation at the time that the Messiah would come to reestablish the kingdom of David and Solomon, that he would drive out the Romans, who were the enemies of God's people, persecuting and oppressing them, that there would be a renewed vitality and success and expansion and material prosperity. Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel? You see, their perspective, their focus was still on earth. And that's partly why Jesus ascended into heaven, to redirect their focus. That the kingdom of God is not of earth, but is of heaven. And that is where our ultimate destiny lies. That is where our ultimate fulfillment lies. We all tend to fall into this same kind of mentality. It's just kind of a human tendency that we more or less focus on the here and the now, our life here on earth, what we have to do, our responsibilities, our worries, our concerns, our tasks. And we get sometimes a little bit overly focused, thinking that our life is primarily about here and now on earth. It's not. That's not what we're created for. That's not our ultimate destiny. And each year we celebrate the ascension of our Lord into heaven to remind us that we should raise our minds and our hearts to where they truly belong, to where our ultimate fulfillment is found, where Christ is reigning at the right hand of his Father, waiting for us to join him. That's where we belong. That's where he belongs. That's why he didn't stay on earth. He didn't establish an earthly kingdom, because his kingdom is not of this world. And so we are pilgrims. This is not our home. And so we can be reminded of this reality by Jesus ascending into heaven to direct us. That is where our hope lies. Something St. Paul mentioned in our second reading. He says that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What is his inheritance and the inheritance that we share with him. I think sometimes we kind of misunderstand the true nature of hope. You know, sometimes we might say things like, well, you know, I hope we have a good harvest. I hope we have good weather. I hope the economy turns around, or we hope for a certain political outcome, or we hope our business does well, or we hope for an education or for this or that in terms of our future here on earth. And properly speaking, none of those things are the object of Christian hope. Christian hope is about heaven. Christian hope is about heaven, because none of those other things are ultimately necessary for us to get to heaven. They may be nice, may make our life a little easier in certain ways, and if they help us get to heaven, well and good. But what God has promised us is the grace that we need to get to heaven. And in the end, that's the only thing that matters, because that is what we're created for. That is our true purpose. And so the Lord desires that we would put our hope in him, in being with him for all eternity in heaven, and seeking from him the help that we need to get there. And even though Jesus has ascended into heaven, at the same time, he has not left us. He has not abandoned us. He remains with us always in so many different ways, in the Eucharist, in his real presence on the altar, that we would be able to worship him and receive him in Holy Communion. But also this final week of Easter, the church is also inviting us to really prepare our minds and our hearts for Pentecost, for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus promised right before ascending into heaven. He says, stay and pray, and you will receive power from on high, the promise of my Father. Jesus gives us his very own Spirit so that we would have everything that we need to live out the Christian life and to get to heaven, that we would receive the outpouring of the Spirit of God, that he would live in us to guide us, to sustain us, to encourage us, to help us persevere throughout this pilgrimage of life. We see that in the apostles as they go out after Jesus ascends, preaching the gospel, and it said the Lord worked with them through accompanying signs, that the Lord is always with us, guiding us, instructing us, encouraging us, working in and through us to proclaim his kingdom, which is not an earthly kingdom. It's not a temporal or material kingdom. It is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And that is the kingdom to which we truly belong. And Jesus has gone before us so that we can follow after him in hope, trusting in his promises and looking forward to that day when we will be reunited with our head, where we truly belong, to be with him forever in heaven, where we will find that perfect fulfillment, that joy, that love, that peace, that happiness that our hearts long for.